After you'd finished your training course, you began operating in the Armentier sector again between April and July of 1915. Could you tell me about the sort of jobs you were given with your team?
Well, you were given the map reference. You never saw your target, because you've got to remember we lived, as I always say, below ground. We never saw above ground. And you were given a map reference. It might be part of a farm building. It might be what the brigade commander or the higher authorities thought was an observation post. And you were told to strafe that. And you were given an idea of it that you'd fire, say, 12 rounds, then stop, and make sure that your guns were still on target, and then fire probably another 12 rounds. Well, you never knew very rarely knew whether you'd hit the object or what, because we hadn't got what they call OPIPs, observation posts, like the artillery had. And anyhow, our range, whereas the artillery were firing 4 or 5 miles, we were firing 300 or 400 yards, you see?
Yes.
And it was too dangerous to try and poke your head up to see.